Dictation for Douglas Knight, K-N-I-G-H-T, September 1657. Address as a letter to Dr. Robert Reichman, R-E-I-C-H-M-A-N-N, 828-6835. Dear Dr. Reichman, consultation Mr. Knight with progressive chronic kidney disease over the last 3 years. He has a history of diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and prior cardiovascular procedures. He has severe neuropathy, prior osteomyelitis, right foot, exposed to vancomycin, urinary retention, has been doing catheterization since then, follows urology Dr. Witzke. Kidney function changed around that time, 21-22. He follows through cardiology and congestive heart failure clinic with prior coronary artery stents and prior low ejection fraction. Presently, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding. He does self-bladder catheterization 5 to 6 times a day. Good amount of Valium, clear, no recent infection, cloudiness, or blood. He still has his prostate. Presently, no edema, ulcers, or severe claudication. No chest pain, palpitation, syncope. Denies dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. No oxygen. Has a sleep apnea but unable to use the machine. Has frequent cluster headaches since age 10. Prior anti-inflammatory agents in a regular basis. 3 or 4 daily, discontinued in 2021 at the time of right foot osteomyelitis, vancomycin exposure, urinary retention, and renal failure. Next paragraph, past medical history, diabetes diagnosed around 1999. There is severe neuropathy above the knees, bilateral, prior right-sided foot ulcer osteomyelitis, exposed to antibiotics, including vancomycin in 2021. Urinary retention, self-bladder catheterization since late 2021. Peripheral vascular disease followed with vascular surgeon Dr. Constantino, C-O-N-S-T-A-N-T-I-N-O. Coronary artery disease with multiple procedures, prior low ejection fraction, prior deep vein thrombosis at the time of sepsis, anticoagulated, no pulmonary emboli, 2021, prior liver steatosis, however, no cirrhosis, no TIAs, stroke, or seizures, remote history of kidney stone, passes spontaneously and non-type, no recurrence, prior blood transfusion, has Charcot arthropathy, prior cardiogenic shock at the time of heart attack, atrial fibrillation at the time of infection, macular degeneration, enlargement of the prostate, esophageal reflux, recovery alcohol. Next paragraph, surgeries including gallbladder, tonsils, hernia repair, cardiac procedures, stenting, angioplasty. Next paragraph. smoker one pack per day. Discontinued many years back. Prior to heavy alcohol, also discontinued in 1977. Other surgeries for cataract, lenses implant bilateral. The ventral hernia has a mesh, 4 stents on the coronary arteries. Next paragraph, present medications. Aspirin, Lipitor, insulin basaglar, bisoprolol, Jardiance, fenofibrate, Flonase, thyroid, magnesium, metolazone, Prilosec, Effient, Entresto, Viagra, Demadex. Next paragraph, reported side effects to penicillin, Crestor, Novocaine. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 218. Blood pressure 120 over 70. On the right, 124/70 on the left. No gross respiratory distress. Normal speech, normal eye movements. No gross JVD. No local iral wheezes, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, no arrhythmia, obesity of the abdomen. Irregular scar from the ventral hernia repair under the skin related to the mesh. Stasis of the lower extremities but no gross edema, decreased pulses. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistry is from October. Recent peak creatinine of 2.39 improved down to 1.79, representing a GFR 41. Minor increased potassium, normal sodium acid base, normal albumin calcium, normal phosphorus, glucose was in the 300s. No gross mild anemia 13.1, normal white blood cell platelet, PTH elevated 246. Urine shows 1 plus of protein, 2 plus of blood, presence of bacteria and white blood cells, A1C at 7.6, recently was running close to 9.6. Last albumin creatinine ratio from April this year, 261 milligrams per gram. PSA was normal, less than 4. An abdominal ultrasound, February 2024. Right and left kidney normal size without obstruction. Last kidney ultrasound from 2023, normal size kidneys, no obstruction. Mild distended urinary bladder. Next paragraph, most recent echocardiogram is September 2024, ejection fraction at 43%. Which is an improvement from previously. There has been prior documented pulmonary hypertension. Some valve abnormalities and decreased right ventricular systolic function. Next paragraph, I want to mention that creatinine was normal around 0.8. until around October 2021, when progressively risen between 1.4 and 1.7. few fluctuations over time, needle apertures, and now stabilizing at the present level. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, a number of events, including back in 2021, exposed to vancomycin for right foot osteomyelitis and enterococcus septicemia, urinary retention on cell catheterizations, underlying diabetes, diabetic nephropathy and hypertension, underlying congestive heart failure ischemic type with low ejection fraction, prior cardiogenic shock, prior right side ventricular failure. At this moment, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Continue salt fluid restriction, beta blockers, diuretics, and Entresto. Tolerating Jardiance without active infection. The abnormal urine analysis from self-catheterization, but clinically no evidence of sepsis or UTI pyelonephritis. Blood pressure is stable in the low normal side. We will monitor chemistries, monitor high potassium, metabolic acidosis, no need for phosphorus binders, continue aggressive diabetes control, avoid anti-inflammatory agents, or you should discuss with the patient, end of dictation,